got a book. Welcome to school. Glad to have y'all. I just want you to understand what you're here for. If you don't know already, you know, Apostle Thompson has the meat. So my class is going to be like the green beans on the side or something on the side. Because the whole point that you're here for, I remember when Apostle opened the school, the whole point for the school is for you to be able to come and experience the anointing to come upon his life and to see the anointing upon him. It's a 2-year course, so between this year and next year, you should learn more about connection. I always tell people when they come to school, don't come and get them papers and then go try to preach somewhere. You need to connect. God didn't call you here by accident. He called you here for a reason, to understand government, to connect to something, to connect to anointing. Learn about the book. Make sure you read this book. I probably last year I didn't get through the whole book. But you need to read the whole book because I still will test off the things that I didn't talk about in class. So just make sure you read the book, go over the book. There's a lot of good stuff in here. I live by the book. One of the things I understand about the Word of God is, you know, many times a lot of us go to church and we sit under the Word. And it says in the book, we sit under the Word. But sitting under the Word or coming to church and sitting under somebody's ministry should only be a stimulus for you getting in the Word for yourself. If you don't search these scriptures for yourself, if you don't get into this Word on your own, if you don't get in this Word just for your personal love for God and wanting to know more about God, this will never yield anything to you. That whole Bible, as powerful as it is, as much of the Word of God as it is, it'll never yield anything to you until you fall in love with it. Before the class is over, I want you to be able to take this Bible and recognize it for the love story that it is. The Bible is a love story from God to us. This whole thing is talking about how much he loves us, how much he wants for us, all the steps that he made for us, all the things that he said for us, all the things that he set for us. That's what the whole Bible is about. But you know, you don't really fall in love, or you don't really take part in love by just visiting every now and then. Amen. Just picking up the Bible when it's time to go to church. Or picking up when it's time for you to preach. The Bible is not for your sermons. I know sometimes a lot of people do that. You know, a lot of preachers do that. They pick it up and they get in the Bible real good because I got to preach this week. Or I got to give a word somewhere. No, you got to do this whether you never give a word or not. What if you never was going to preach? Well, no, think about it for a second. What if you never was going to preach? What if you was never going to get a chance to get a mic and tell somebody a word? Would you still study this word? Good question, man. I mean, you think about it, man. Yeah, it's not for your message. It's for you. It's for your life. You got to fall in love with the word, not liking the word so I can get a message out of it, or so I can get a good word, somebody can give me an amen. Ain't about your amen. It's about falling in love with this word so that you can know God better. Think about this word. If you don't know this word, you won't know God. If you don't get into this word and start studying it and study, you know, one of the things I love about the Bible, I think the Bible's a real cool thing. You know, most people read the Bible for ritual. Most people read the Bible because they're trying to be holy to God. Listen, I read in the chapter when Paul was talking, I read in the Message Bible. And he said this thing. He said, I'm done. He said, I'm done trying to live up to your standards. He talked to the people. He preached to them. He said, I'm done trying to live up to your standards, and I'm finished trying to impress God. You know why you finished trying to impress God? Because you can't impress him. You ain't got nothing in you enough to impress God about anything. God is who he is with or without you. Understand this for a second. So when I'm going to this word, I'm trying to get him, I'm trying to get to know him better. Because he's the one that matters about everything. When I read this word, I'm not trying to prove to God that I know your scripture you got in your head. I said it to yourself proving to God. No, you're not trying to impress God though. You get yourself to a place, though, when God speaks, you'll recognize his voice. When God talks to you, you'll know that it's him, and it's not some foolishness that's trying to make you do something that it wants you to do. You know, the devil knows the Bible, too. Here's a quote of scripture to you. John chapter 5, verse 39. Some of y'all may be able to quote the scripture backward and forward. It may be your favorite scripture. One thing you got to understand about this Bible, you never approach it like you already know. You never go through this word. Every time you pick it up tomorrow for your devotion, you approach it like it's brand new to you that day. You approach it that day like you never knew nothing about the Bible yesterday. You approach it like it's brand new, then it'll yield to you brand new. Then you'll get something fresh. Everybody say fresh. You'll get something fresh. See, we've been doing the stale word for so long. And so life has been stale. John 5:39 says, what read? Stop. What did it say? What's the first part? Search the scripture. So you need to search the scripture. No, look at them. What did it say? Oh, it didn't say read them. It didn't say read them. What did it say? Search them. What do you mean to search something? What do you mean when you search for something? You're looking, you're doing, you're searching. You're searching, you're picking up, you're taking time to meditate, you're taking time to look deeper than what's on the surface. You're searching the scripture. Search the scripture. Everybody says search the scripture. Now, y'all, it's enough of just reading the Bible, you need to search the Bible. You need to dig into the Bible. Search the scripture, finish reading, read from the beginning, ready to read. And they would testify of me. But the first part he said, search them. Search the scriptures. For them, you think you have life. But they would testify of me. It almost tells me that I can't even get to the first word from Jesus. I can't even really know Jesus until I search the scriptures. You know, it's almost like a foreign language. God is always trying to speak to you. God is, if you didn't hear him today, it's your fault. If you ain't hear God today, it ain't that he wasn't trying to talk to you. It's not that God is mad with you. It's not that God don't have a word for you. You just ain't ready to hear. Because what the word of God does, like a foreign language, what the word of God does, it lines you up so that you can recognize the voice of God. And when you put this word on the inside of you, and you search these scriptures, and you study this word, and you teach this word, every chance you get, you read this Bible, and you study the word of saying, what happens is it transforms your language to his language. And so now when he speaks, you understand what he's saying. God is always trying to talk to you. So God is always trying to talk to me. He's always talking to you. But whether you hear him or not, do you recognize what language he's speaking? You know, if God is speaking another language, but you never studied his language, then how will you recognize his voice? You live by the book. I love the title. Living by the book. You live and buy the book. You're not just searching. You're not just visiting the book. Huh? Or you're not reading the book to make somebody think you're too holy. Huh? Because y'all know we do that. One of the main reasons people read the Bible, people pray and read the Bible because they want somebody to think they're deep. And then they get to quote the scriptures. For the life of me, I understand why people quote so many scriptures and don't be living them. Not all of them in the New Testament will be busted up. Something wrong, huh? You know, it's scriptures, but they ain't coming to life when you're something wrong. First, because then they think you have love, but they testify of him. They kind of drive you towards God. I'm going to get further in this semester. They're trying to drive you to a closer relationship with who God is. Ain't nobody is going to close enough to God like they should be. Me included. We can always get closer. Is that number two? So now, these scriptures, they got to search these scriptures. And we're going to get to the book. And I don't have a lot of time tonight, but we'll get to the book. We got to search these scriptures. We got to search them. We got to dig in. We got to fall in love with this Bible. We can't just read this Bible because mama told us we need to read our scriptures when we were younger. You know that, right? You read your scriptures, right? Or you do your devotion. But no. It's got to be a love thing. It got to be to the point where you can't get this word off your mind. Where you can't go a day without taking time to read it. You can't go a day without searching. Two other things apostles' ministry can be attested to. Father Thompson, is that he can't go a day without searching his word and seeing what God is trying to say for today. We're going to fall in love. I know you say, I love God. I love him. What you read? How much you search him? What have you been telling me? We're going to get to a love relationship with God through his word. How am I going to know somebody unless I read about him, unless I search about him, unless I get to know him through his word? And then we get over to now where I get the revelation. I get revelation knowledge, and God gives me a live, fresh word from his throne that may not be written in there, but it's alive to me for the moment, but he's not going to skip steps. He's not going to do it. I'm not going to give you this live, fresh word, but you ain't reading the word that I gave you. I'm not going to give you a fresh word from the throne of heaven, hot manna. How would I expect you, if you're not been faithful in that, which is another man,
has it not been faithful in the least? I can't even get to the read every day. I can't even get to fall in love with this book and just search it over and over again. I can't, so how I know you're going to love it when I say something alive to you? We all want the live word, don't we? You know, we all, sometimes we get to skip it. I tell you too, you want that rainbow word. Well, where the rainbow, but you can't skip. You can't skip. Look at somebody telling you can't skip. You can't skip. You cannot skip it. You cannot skip it. This word has to be all over you. You got to be searching these scriptures. I look at Psalm 119, and I just over and over again, you can go there real quick, and I'm just going to skip through. Psalm 119, I'm just going to start from the beginning. I don't know if in your Bible you have a different section. When you say Aleph and Beth and Gemel. Y'all see that in your Bible? And I'm just going to skip these one of them and say, Psalm 119, verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, talking about the word. Then we'll go, where was the young man cleansed his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Skip over to verse 17. Do bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Y'all see that? Verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Verse 41. Let thy mercy also come on me, O Lord, even our salvation, according to thy. Are y'all looking at it? Verse 41. Y'all hear it according to thy word. For now, remember the word unto my servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. But since I bow my personal, O Lord, I have said that I would keep thy word. There's got so many more words. I'm just jumping to the first part because I don't have time to really read through the chapter. Because thou dost dwell well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy. Verse 73, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Because my soul faints for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. But there's not forever, O Lord, thy word is found in heaven. Now tell me, O Lord, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation. How long? It is my meditation. How long? It is my meditation. How long? What does it mean to meditate something? Ponder. I like to ponder that, to mutter it, to say it over and over again. Just keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. So, you know, to meditate the word sometimes, you don't necessarily have to have the Bible right in front of your eyes. You know, your memory, God gave you a memory for a reason. You know, you thought it was to remember everything else, but it's total scripture. So now when you're at the office, I know you're at the office, or you're at the job, or you're driving somewhere, or whatever. I know you can't sit there and open up the Bible and start going scripture by scripture, but you can meditate those words right here, and you can go over and over and over and over. Because I love that. What does scripture say? Read it again. Read the scripture. That's what we read. What is that? Don't say I like it. You don't say your law cool. No. What is that? Love. Ooh, I love your law. What you do when you love something? How do you act when you love somebody? How do you act when you love something? One thing like if you don't know like and love has nothing to do with each other. That's one thing to like somebody. How you do when you love? How much you want to talk to somebody that you love? Oh, I love you. Oh, how I love that law. Oh, what it said? Yeah, you know, you love somebody, you just stay on the phone. Oh, Jesus. We can talk all night long, huh? We can just talk and have a conversation. I'll never get tired of talking to you. Huh? All day long. All day long. This book of law is not to fall out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. How long? Ooh. All day long. It should be on your mind. If it ain't on your mind all day, it's going to be on your mind all day before we finish this class. We got some stuff, man. This love story, man, is a powerful thing to change your life. If you let God do what he wants to do through his word. Verse 105 is one of our favorites. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet
and a light unto my path. 113, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I what?
Love.
The 12, I've done judgment and justice. Lead me not to mind no purpose. The judgment is talking about you. You only do righteous judgment through the word. Verse 129, thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, does my soul keep them. Verse 137, righteous are thou, O Lord, and upright are thou judgment. Verse 135, I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. When your statutes, commandments, judgments, all that's talking about his word. Verse 153, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Verse 151, prince that afflicted me without cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy. Verse 159, let me cry. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy. And he just goes through that whole chapter. He got 117. He keep on alluding to the word. He keep on alluding to thy word. Thy word. Let me keep thy word. I love the word. I meditate the word. I search the word. O Lord, I kept the word. I'm thanking for my enemies because I kept your word. See, the word of God will be a foundation to everything that you do. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was. It's the word of God. And the same way that it framed the world, it'll frame your world. But you can't frame it if you don't know how to use it. You can't put it anywhere if you're not familiar with it. You can pray something all day long tomorrow. You can pray something all day long tomorrow. If you ain't got no word going in there, ain't gonna be no revelation. The life of God and the life of the Christian life is almost like a well-oiled machine. It's like a car, almost like a machine. Like everything's got to be in place. You can't forsake the oil for the gas, right? Right? You need all the different parts. I know I'm not a mechanic, but you need the different parts working in order to have a fully functional car and to do what it's supposed to do. Well, see, don't skip. Even sometimes when people see that scripture. Testify in them, you think you have life, but they testify of me. You want to testify of him. You're a living witness, right? One of my main goals in life is to witness to people, ain't it? But you can't do that if you don't know the word. See, the Holy Spirit will breathe upon his word. He doesn't breathe upon your idea. He doesn't breathe upon your feelings. He operates on his word. You want the Holy Spirit to breathe something on your life? You need something to come alive? Get God's word on it. And then that word, once you meditate on that word, what happens is the Holy Spirit will breathe on that word and it becomes alive to you and become alive in your life. But you got to know that word first. Are y'all following me? Got to search your scripture. Got to search your scripture. John 6:16 says, the Spirit that's in the flesh, Father, and the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Look at it. John 6:16. Come just think about this word. I go to word script after word script after word script. He said, my word will not return to me void. But it'll accomplish what I set it out to do. The word. Everybody say the word. Come on, say it again. The word. Come on, say it again. The word. Don't stop skipping the word. You know, some of y'all preachers in here right now, don't get up there and preach your ideas, preach the word. Don't get up there and preach how you feel, you know, telling your stories about what happened to you. No, what the word of God says. Because nobody's going to get delivered off of how you feel. Nobody's going to get delivered off your opinion. It's not going to happen. The deliverance is going to come when the Holy Spirit can breathe upon his own word in somebody's heart. That's what's going to happen. I see too many preachers. One of the things I can't wait too, because one thing that I think we all pride ourselves in is putting out some stable people when they leave from this school. Too many people yelling while they're preaching and preaching all these stories and telling all these opinions and saying all their feelings. There ain't no power happening because there ain't no word there. I don't hear the sermon like that before, huh? Haven't you? I want somebody to get up there and they ain't no scripture. I got a little bit of scripture here and there, but there ain't no word there. They just tell you how they felt. How you feel ain't the truth? How you feel ain't the way all the time? Right? So it gotta be this word. John 6:63 says what? 6:63. The words that I'm speaking to you, they're spirit, they're like, let me give you a couple things. Never, I said this before and I'll say it again. Don't ever approach the word like you know it all. Don't ever approach this word like you are an expert. There's only one expert and his name is God. There's always something new that you're going to learn out of this word. This semester, last year was my first time preaching this class, my first time actually having this book. And we started meditating on scriptures that were our favorites, ones we learned when we were little kids. And we started meditating on it in class. We're going to do some meditation in class. We started meditating on it in class, and we started seeing stuff in scriptures that we've been reading for years. But the thing, you give them the time to meditate, and you search it. Sometimes, a lot of times, the thing that you need out of the scripture is in between the words. You got to search for it. You got to look for it. You got to take time to meditate and ponder. But some scriptures, I've been reading the Bible and studying the Bible since I've been born, probably. I can't remember not looking at a Bible or knowing some scripture. I had a scripture I had to remember. So I've been knowing scripture. I'm not saying I'm a Bible scholar. Far from that. But I've been scripture. Scripture I can quote all day long. And God just showed me something about a scripture today that I've been knowing. Today. It's inexhaustible. The word of God is inexhaustible. Just when you think you know that scripture, they got something else in there that you didn't know. Just when you thought that you became a poet, that scripture, God will show you something new. Now, if you approach that way, and you approach looking for something new, He'll always show you something fresh. Never approach the scripture like you know it. Name your favorite scripture right now. What's your favorite scripture? Go ahead, call it out. Come on, call it out. Call it out. What's your favorite scripture? Come on. Y'all may not call it out. Come on. What's your favorite scripture? Huh? Come on, huh? So what is it? What is it? What is it? Y'all both got a favorite scripture. Huh? Come on. Come on. What is it? Y'all say it together. Let it go ahead. Now, I'm going to be on y'all about that this year, too. I'm going to look before you start going right now. Now, him that's able to do what? All right, you think you know this thing, huh? We're going to dig it. I ain't got nothing for you right now. We're going to give you the revelation. No. We're going to get it, but those scriptures, they yield, man. I found out something the other day, man. And I was preaching the church the other day. I found out, just reading the scriptures, just taking time to search the scriptures, not trying to conquer the Bible. My dad told me when you could read books, read the book. And most times, I used to have a problem. I'd be trying to conquer the book because I want to tell somebody that I read a book. I read a book this summer. I just finished reading a book. I ain't know nothing about what the book said because I was trying to conquer it. So I'm speed reading and skipping through. I ain't learning a thing. You know, you can read the Bible like that too. What you read for the devotion this morning? You come over here and preach it right quick. What did you retain? You didn't retain that. You ain't touch it. You skimmed it. Approaching the Bible to conquer it and trying to conquer the Bible so I can say that I read something. They know it don't work like that. Don't work like that at all. And so you have to take this word. You have to meditate over and over again. You have to read it. You have to.
I'm going to what I want to go to.
Huh?
Amen. Yeah,
I'm going to get early tonight. Always approach it like it's something new. Always approach it like it's something fresh. When you approach it like it's something fresh, He'll give you something fresh. When you approach it like it's something new, He'll give you something new. Don't ever assume. What's the favorite? Come on. Come on. Give me a favorite scripture. Come on. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, right? For God so loved the world. We went over that one last year. We went over that one in class. Started finding all kinds of stuff out of it. I mean, listen. Even when you're preaching, you don't need no 3,200 scriptures to get your message across. Huh? Y'all know that, right? I preach sometimes I had about 15 scriptures because you know you don't want to run out. Right? Although a good rule of thumb is when you're done, you're done. My preachers, when you finish, you finish. If you finish at 50, who are you trying to fool something to?
If you can get your point across in 15, which I've never been able to do that, but if you can get your point across in 15 minutes, well, praise the Lord. You done, you done. But you ain't gonna have enough scriptures, so you don't run out. But you know, you can get on that one scripture, and it'll just go all service. I've had it happen. It ain't that I'm deep. It ain't that I'm good. It ain't that. It's just the Holy Spirit dump on the scripture, and it just start unfolding. And you start seeing stuff in that scripture. Y'all don't know the Bible yet. Y'all know the Bible. Y'all don't know the Bible yet. Y'all don't know it like you could. I'm serious, man. Listen, y'all. Me too. Listen. I'm gonna teach this class for how long we gonna be teaching this class? After y'all class this year, I'm gonna be teaching it again next year. All right. It's gonna be something we gonna learn this year that I did not learn last year. Me, I'm a teacher though. We just gonna be always learning. Forever learning. But you don't know that, man, listen, this Bible, if you really get in this Bible and really start, listen, when you approach it tomorrow, all right, you know, off tonight, because you might read the Bible when you go to bed. When you approach it, stop trying to approach the read the scripture. Don't read the scripture, man. I don't want you to read the scripture. I don't want to read your devotion. I just want you to approach it just because I love you, God. I'm going to talk no more about you a little bit, so I ain't got to preach nothing this week. I ain't got no message to give. I ain't got to give no talk nowhere. I'm just reading it because I love you. God, open up my eyes so I can see. When you do this, God, open up my eyes so I can see what you're trying to say to me in this scripture. See, because what happens is, First 13, and we'll go there later on in the semester, but you can do all these different things and have not love, it don't mean nothing. Your body can be burned. You can prophesy. You can do all these things, but have not love, and it's nothing. You can read this all day long, but if you're not reading for the intent to fall in love with God and go deeper in love with God, it's not going to yield to you. Love is the thing that makes things yield to you. So now, throw all your stuff out the window. Yeah, ready? Throw it all out the window. I love that. Throw it all out the window. Whatever you thought you was reading for, throw it out the window. We read just because we love God. Only because I love. What'd you pick it up for? Because I love you. I just want to see what you're about to say. You know, you're watching shows. They do this good on TV where you watch a show, and boom, 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 and the music pick up, and they're about to show you who face about to come around the corner and cut the commercial. Don't see that, bro? And what you do? Just sit there and wait for that commercial over. But now you got DVR, so you can fall forward a little bit, right? But you're going to sit there and wait because it's a fit. That's what the Bible is. Even better than that. They learned that from the Bible. Listen, it's right. Look. You read them two chapters. We're in the book of Acts right now. Right now, we're doing this thing. Now, we're praying every day. Right now, in the morning, tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to read some scriptures. And I'm going to get on my phone. I'm going to text it. I got a group text I got. I got a group text I got with my family. And I got a group text with some other people. We're going to group text. And I'm going to say, hey, listen, I prayed about 30 minutes. This is accountability prayer. Prayed about 30 minutes, and I read. Now, we don't act right now. So today, we don't act 12. So I know that. A pastor read Acts 12 today. I know I read it. Then my sister read it. My brother-in-law read it. My brother read it. Everybody, and we all read Acts 12. So we all in the store. I mean, we talking about stuff, man. The other day, they went to Cornelius' house. Listen. Hold on. I'm not reading words for religion. I'm in there. One thing they said about in this book is that One of the things they said about living by the book is that when I start studying the word, when I start studying from all aspects. I start looking at it from the one that I think I know. I want to know which way the wind was blowing. What time was it in the day? Because you know that matters. Where were they at? Huh? Were they in hostile territory? Were they at a church? Were they in the streets? Why were they over here? See, all that, we don't do that too much. We read it, and then we read it, and we preach what somebody else told us about the scripture. Huh? What is that? What did you get out of the scripture? Because if you ain't getting nothing, it don't matter. Even when you sit up in church, the Holy Spirit ought to be telling you something about the scripture. Are y'all with me? So now I gotta see who I was with. What was going on? Why he said it like that? Why God sent him and not him? So I'm looking for all these things. And when I look for all these things, I see all these things. God starts to yield some things about the time that you didn't even know. I've been reading through the Gospels, and I'm falling in love with Jesus more and more than ever before. I realize that all that matters, all those days before the resurrection and the death and burial, all that matters. He's teaching me stuff through the whole thing, his whole life. They say he was the living word, wasn't it? Didn't they say the living word? The word made flesh, huh? Didn't they tell you the word made flesh? Come on, I got to see what the word is saying there. I want to know what time, was it raining? You might not say, but I'm trying to figure it out. The searching. That searching. Because when I search the scriptures, I'll find something. When I search the scriptures, he'll yield something up to me. Now, y'all read chapter 1. You know what? Let's read chapters 1 and 2. It really not that long. Yeah, read chapters 1 through 3. And then when we come back, I'll probably start on the next chapter. You read those for yourself. We come back outside next time. Amen. Bless you.